Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Conversation I've been looking forward to for quite some time. Tim Payne's book, The Price Paid, has been released, and it's my great pleasure to welcome him back to the program. Tim, great to have you back.
Hey, Jared, how are you?
I'm okay. How do you pull up these days after a grueling Shield encounter? And it did look like it was grueling.
It was grueling. It was quite cold as well, especially when the hail hit late in the afternoon. But no, I've said to a few people, the year off done me well physically. I'm pulling up really well, which is a bit strange. I can't put my finger on why, but I'm not going to argue with it. I'm enjoying it.
So you are enjoying it? Why did you want to get back, Tim?
Yeah, I am enjoying it. I'm loving it. There's a few reasons I came back. I think, firstly, I wanted to sort of give a bit back to Tassie cricket and see if I can help some young guys along their journey now. I've obviously been through a lot, good and bad. I think I've got a bit to offer in that space, so to help some young guys there. And also, I think clearly my last memories of cricket, had I not played again, were pretty ordinary ones. So for me to sort of go out and have a good year or two playing for Tasmania, enjoying the game again, is something that was really important to me.
So at its worst, how deep was the resentment toward cricket, the bitterness that you felt to the game that you probably always loved?
Yeah, it was difficult. I wouldn't say I sort of fell out of love with the game. Obviously, I knew I'd done the wrong thing. I just found it really hard to watch, to be honest, not because I didn't like the game or I was dirty on it or anyone involved in it. It was just, I'd look forward to that home Ashes series, captaining your country for so long. And the Australian team, as it is, when you retire, in whether it's good or a bad retirement, it moves on really quickly. So for me to sort of stand there and have to watch it, I found a real challenge. And I think it was a pretty traumatic event sort of in my life. And I think I had a pretty normal reaction. I've been pretty quiet for about 12 months, but really happy now to be coming out the other side of it.
So the publishing of the book inevitably casts you back to that time. I won't imagine at all. I'm just curious, how do you brace yourself to talk about it again, Tim, to put yourself back there? And it is, to some degree, it has to be an excruciating public ordeal.
Yeah, it is. It's been really uncomfortable, obviously, for me to have to go back through it and relive it. I think it's been more uncomfortable for my wife and my family and my loved ones. They're the ones that I obviously feel the most for, because I put them in that position through some really silly actions. So that's been a challenge. And then I suppose something that was sort of 3 or 4 years in the past, we dealt with it, then it came back. And then the last 12 months to have to deal with it again. I think we've all been a little bit nervous about having to talk about it. And I'd signed the book deal a few years ago, and I wish I didn't have to write, a couple of chapters that were in it. But at the time, extremely challenging to go back through and take the scabs back off. But I think overall, now I've sort of got through that and the book has come out, it's actually been really helpful in me being able to leave behind and move forward.
What's written is written, and it's there for everyone to take in at their own speed. Do you feel like... So I remember the phrase we used the Monday morning after this all transpired was double jeopardy. Do you feel like Australian cricket cast you aside too easily for what you were asked to do?
Clearly I do. But again, it's not something I want to really complain about, or the book is me having my say, getting it off my chest and being able to move on. But yeah, I felt like it was dealt with, 4 years ago, certainly from a Cricket Australia perspective and from a personal perspective with my family. And then to have that sort of flipped on its head, the 11th hour, the night before it's going to go public, is something that I'm still disappointed in. There's no doubt about that, and something that I think should have been handled differently. But at the same time, it's happened and it's been done, and I understand, Nick Hockley and people like that have to make big decisions all the time, and it's not an easy job, and every decision they make is not going to be wholly accepted or agreed with by everyone. So, I fell on the wrong side of that decision, no doubt about that. It hurt me, it hurt me deeply, but as I said, I've been able to have my say, put my side of the story out there now, and I'm really looking forward to moving on to the next phase of my life.
In that Ashes series, which you mentioned before, and just how difficult it was to take in at all, there was the Hobart test, which really had been, that was your concept, that was your thought bubble, which grew into a reality. Was that the centerpiece of the pain in that? Could you take any of that in? Did you let your mind wander to what might have been in different circumstances?
Definitely. I watched that test match sparingly. I spent most of that time on the away from Tasmania, actually, which was a good idea at the time. So, that was a very emotional time, I must admit. I think the first bit of it was quite sort of the public fallout of it was quite sort of, it was challenging, it was a bit gruesome, it was a bit, it was very, very embarrassing for me. And as I said, the most painful part of it was the fact that I had to take people that I really cared about through that, through no fault of their own. And then from a cricket perspective, obviously, to have to sit back and, we started on SEN, Jack Riewoldt and I just sort of having a laugh about trying to get that Perth test to Hobart, and then to see it come into reality after what had gone down was hard to swallow, but at the same time really, really happy that Tasmania got such a historic test match and put on a really good show as well. So I would have loved to have been there, no doubt about that, but it wasn't to be.
Tim Payne is with me this Wednesday morning. Tim, the reality of being the Australian captain, so there's the notion of it, the idea of it, the status of the office, as it were, in Australian sport. You lived it. You came to it at one of the most tumultuous periods that Australian cricket had ever seen. How do you reflect on what the job is?
It's a good question. I've done a few interviews this morning, and I think just the sheer size of it and the sheer scrutiny was what blew me away. I always sort of had other captains talk about it and say, oh, it's a big job and everyone tells you about it. But it is one of those amazing jobs where everyone's just got an opinion on it. And cricket's that kind of sport. I think everyone picks your team for you. Everyone tells you what your batting order should be, whether you should have won the toss and batted and bowled. And it's one of the great things about the job, but it's also one of the hardest things that, cricket's just one of those sports where all Australians love it. All Australians have got their opinion on it, and Australians love telling you their opinion. So, I absolutely loved every minute. I feel so privileged to have even got the opportunity. I mean, 2-3 years before that, I was not even going to be playing cricket, probably beyond that season. So to then go through what I went through with that and end up being the captain of Australia was just such a bizarre ride, and we sort of touch on that in the book. And clearly I would have liked it to have gone on and ended on a happier note, but I think if anything, it's, whilst I didn't want to write the chapter, it's probably turned a pretty standard autobiography. It's given it a few more twists and turns than some of the others that have been out there, I guess.
Did you have to feel your way into the captaincy, Tim? Do you have a, is there a moment where it sort of crystallised for you as to how you were going to be?
Because I was never expecting it. I think the biggest thing for me, I think I touched on years back when I did take on, was just to try and be myself. I think the mistake I've seen people make, whether it's when they move into coaching or leadership positions, is try and be what they're not, or try and be what they think other people want them to be. And more often than not, you get put in those positions because of how you are and the person that you are. So for me, it was to continue on that way and help support my team and give them an environment where they can be at their absolute best. So, I went into it with no real ideas. I mean, my first in of captain in Tasmania, I was a bit of a disaster, to be honest. I was a bit of a hot-headed youngster down here. It was my way or the highway. So I think, again, the sort of life experience that I'd had going into the Australian Test captaincy was a hell of a lot different to many others. And I think in the end that actually held me in good stead for the role, or 99% of it that I thought I did a reasonable job of.
What was the best of it? What's the day or the achievement that you think most fondly of?
There's so many. Honestly, I mean, it's a bit of a cliche, but there's not one sort of captaincy moment that I think of. I think it all just blends into one, playing for Australia. It was honestly like I was 3-4 years of age pretending to be David Boone in my backyard with my brother and wanting to play test cricket. And then the moment you get it, it's just such a euphoric experience. And probably the one thing I look back on really fondly is I really got two opportunities, and one of it, as I touched on with my captaincy early days with Tassie, I was a bit of a hothead and didn't think too much about other people. Then I sort of got injured, which sort of gave me a bit of a refocus and rethink about how I wanted to go about my cricket, probably expecting never to play for Australia again. So to get that opportunity and to be able to soak it all in the second time and actually be in the moment a bit more and feel the experience a bit more, I feel my first stint in the Australian team, I just sort of went with it, went with the flow and didn't take it in. So to get that second opportunity and playing back in the test team and to captain the team at a more mature stage and be able to actually soak in what I was doing and hold those memories and key moments. I'll never forget Josh Hazlewood hitting Craig Overton in the pad in Manchester and, you know, some key moments in Ashes series in Australia that will stand out for my whole life. But, yeah, just the whole experience of being able to wear that baggy green cap is something that I'll never forget.
Do you feel invested in the Australian team again now, Tim?
Interested, was that, sorry?
Invested. So are you sort of emotionally engaged with it, or is it still a little too raw?
No, I am. I'm as big a cricket fan as there is going around, so I'm enjoying watching the World Cup. I enjoyed some of the Test series in the winter. Don't feel as invested, which is actually nice. I can sit back and just watch it as a cricket fan, and obviously I know a few more things about it, and I've got a few more insights from being friends with the players, but I think people around me will notice a difference as well. Like, I can actually watch a game of cricket now and communicate with other people rather than be so invested that people will ask me a question and I don't even hear them. And, you know, when you're so deeply invested in it, I probably suffered in my personal life and my relationships with friends and family. So to have a nice balance now of being able to watch the cricket or a Shield game or the Big Bash and not have to live it has actually been quite nice.
What do you hope the summer holds? So, obviously, Shield cricket. Are you thinking about the BBL? Yep. Where's that sit?
No, I won't be playing in the Big Bash. We've had sort of ongoing conversations. It was sort of on the table, I think, at one point. But the plan was always just to come back and try and have some fun playing for Tasmania. And then we'd sort of adjust. If we felt I wanted to play Big Bash and it fitted with the Hurricanes, then we would. But, yeah, I think we'll have some sort of involvement around the Hurricanes and Cricket Tasmania, but it won't be in a playing capacity over December, January, which is fine by me. I think the game of T20 cricket has probably passed me by. I hadn't played it for 3 or 4 years anyway, and I was someone who had to train really differently for the long format compared to the short format. So I think there's plenty of better options out there for the Hurricanes, and my role might be just sort of helping some young guys, as I said, with the Tasmanian boys to try and get to the levels that I got to and hopefully beyond. And I think I can play a key role in doing that down here in Tassie.
And Tim, when people pick up the price paid over the next few weeks and take it in, particularly over summer, it's the perfect time to take in a cricket book. What do you hope they take from it? And do you have to, so there's going to be all sorts of judgments on lots of fronts. Is that, and that, yeah. How do you sort of prepare yourself for that?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. As I said, I was a bit nervous about it coming out. But look, at the end of the day, it's my story. It's my cricketing life story, I guess. And, you know, I can tell the story as it was and people can take it for what they like. And that's certainly one thing I took from captaining Australia is you're not going to please everyone and not everyone's going to like you. And that's fine by me. But as I said, I've sort of sat quietly for 12 months and getting this book out in the end was an important step in me sort of resurfacing, I guess, and poking my head back up and moving on with my life. So, as I said, it's my story. It's just an autobiography with a few twists and turns in it that probably I wish it didn't have. But, I'm glad it's a step forward for me. And as I said, now the focus moves to what's next and having a bit more time around my family and enjoying the rest of my life.
I reckon yours is an important voice in the future of Australian cricket, Tim. It's great to reconnect. Well done. I look forward to reading it at length and seeing you over the summer.
Thanks, Jared. Yeah, look forward to catching up.